So I thought I'd take some time to tell you about where you are, a little bit about Scripps, a little bit about the building you're in, and then I'm going to go over the course program in a certain amount of detail and make sure everyone is up to speed with where they should be at which time and in which group they should be, because it's a little complicated. So this is an aerial view of the local area. This is the Torrey Pines Mesa here that we sit on. And there's a very nice golf course here, lots of beaches here. There's a nude beach here if you feel inclined. Although the EM police are situated around this building and you will not be allowed out. Maybe on your day off on Saturday you can go down there. But there's a steep walk down a cliff. Don't do that in the nude. Or you can play golf. This is the LA smog, which drifts down towards us. You should keep it at home. Japan is that way. Canada is that way. The rest of the world is that way, along with Scripps, Florida. So it looks very idyllic, and it is indeed idyllic in Southern California, except on a few occasions when we have fires. This was a few years ago when there was an enormous fire. I think it was just before the last course, actually, so this is old news. And after the fires come storms. This is a beautiful picture taken by my graduate student. Stand up, Craig. Take a bow. A couple of weeks ago, there was a beautiful lightning storm over San Diego. This is the San Diego skyline, Coronado, and lots of electrical activity. And after the storms, we have mudslides. So it's not all paradise here. But back to the aerial view. This is Scripps, highlighted in yellow, all the buildings here. You, in fact, are in this building. UCSD is here. The Salk Institute is over here. The Burnham Institute is here. A lot of these buildings in here and in the valley, which is over here, are biotech or big pharma. So Novartis is there. Pfizer is here. R.W. Johnson is right next door to us there. A few defense industries as well, and General Atomics is somewhere over here. So we're right in a sort of hub of scientific and technological activity with lots of dollars floating around. So Scripps is spread over this mesa. A little bit about the institute itself. It's quite a large institute. We have close to 300 faculty. Each having a research group ranging in size from sort of two people to, I think some of the research groups are up to 40 or 50 people. We have 800 postdoctoral fellows, 1,700 lab techs, admin and support personnel, and our graduate program has been going for about 15 years now, and we have currently 230 PhD students. And they're in two programs. One of them is in chemistry, and the second one is in a joint program, biology, biophysics. It covers a wide range of subject areas. The institute is organized into eight departments: chemistry, immunology, molecular and experimental medicine, molecular biology, neuropharmacology, and biochemistry. And this is only Scripps La Jolla. There's, as you probably know, there's Scripps in Florida as well, and there are a couple of departments there, which I can't remember the names of. A bit about our budget. The sponsored research for 2004. NIH dollars are close to a quarter of a billion. Investigator-initiated grants from other federal agencies, the income is about 12 million. Contributions from philanthropic organizations, big pharma, etc., about 30 million. So close to $260 million a year to run the institute and the research that goes on here. So it's a very large place. I think we're the largest nonprofit independent scientific research establishment in the country. You are in the Center for Integrative Molecular Biosciences, and there are a number of disciplines represented in this building: chemistry, cell microbiology, light microscopy, electron microscopy, which is the one which is of most interest to you, X-ray crystallography, computational modeling, and technology development, which is also spread out through these as well. So the idea in Symbio, as we call it, is to focus our attention on macromolecular assemblies. And just to put that in perspective, if you think of biological complexity represented by this sort of hierarchy, starting with sequences, which are then changed into proteins and nucleic acids. So there's a tremendous amount of activity in the last decade or so in this area, sequencing genomes, and there are lots of whole genomes available now. And there's also a tremendous amount of money has gone into structural genomics, and individual protein structures are coming out at an increasingly rapid pace. So the next level of biological complexity up, the one which we see as the sort of new frontier in biology, is to understand how these proteins and nucleic acids come together into the working components of the cell. I mean, it's very apparent that things don't work at the level of the individual protein. They work in terms of these machines which do the work inside the cell. And this is where electron microscopy, we believe, is going to make a very big contribution. These machines are few in number, very difficult to isolate, and so they're not yet accessible to the technologies of X-ray crystallography, but they can be studied by electron microscopy. And so SymBio focuses on this area and the one above it, molecular and cellular dynamics, how these machines are arranged in space and time. So that's the sort of overview of Scripps and this building. Now I want to go on and talk about the course itself. If you look on the back of your binder, you'll find this. So it's a sort of hell at a glance. So it's a 9-day course, and over here we will be sticking a return address on your forehead and telling FedEx to send you home because you will be totally exhausted. Starts at 8 o'clock every morning. It will end about 9 o'clock every night. We give you one afternoon off to go to the nude beach. The course is organized as formal lectures here in the morning and some just after lunch, and research talks in the evening and practicals in the afternoons. So Mark Yeager today will start off with an overview of structures, structural biology that has been addressed by electron microscopy. Hua Chu, is Hua here? Hopefully will turn up sometime this morning and tell you sort of where the art is at the moment and give you some idea of where electron microscopy is headed in the future. This evening, Nigel Unwin, who's sitting at the back there, will give a research talk on the acetylcholine receptor. So this, the first day, is to sort of give you an overview of where electron microscopy is at the moment and what you can hope to achieve with it. Then we start sort of the instructional lectures proper. Bob Glaser tomorrow will talk about fundamentals of imaging, the electron microscope itself. I'll give a talk on how to prepare frozen specimens. David DeRosier will talk on, who is also at the back, will talk on, what is David talking about there? Fourier transform. Introduction to Fourier transforms. And David will give a research talk in the evening. There's an additional optional presentation here from Phil Mercurio, and I think this will happen during dinner. And this is Linux for beginners, so if you've never been exposed to Linux before, I would advise you to go to this talk. It will help tremendously in the practicals later in the week. Vincennes, who is also, I saw here at the back, will talk about 2D crystallography. Yoshi Fujiyoshi, coming in especially from Japan for a few days, will talk about very high resolution imaging and his liquid helium microscopes. I'll give a talk on diffraction here. And then Thomas Waltz, I think, is talking on aquaporin right there. David, introduction to helical analysis. Tim Baker, who is from UCSD and is also in the audience this morning, will give an introduction to icosahedral image processing, and then you have the afternoon off. Joachim Frank, introduction to single particles and advanced topics in single particles by Nico Grigoriev there. Pavel Penzek, also some issues in single particle analysis. Steve Lutke will talk about EMAN, again, single particle analysis. And then automation from Clint, Bridget, and Scott Stagg on the Tuesday. And then a series of shorter talks on the Wednesday, Niels Volkman and Charlie Brooks local scientists. We'll talk about fitting. Oh, I missed out some of the talks here. Joachim Frank, research talk on ribosomes. Michael Rossman talking about fitting. Jack Johnson talking about EM as applied to viruses. So the shorter talks, EM fitting X-ray structures into EM maps. Michael Sanner is talking on visualization. Kathy Lawson will give us a short presentation on the depositing EM structures into the database. Ava Nogales, on the final day, will talk on microtubules. Nicolas Boisset, who I saw this morning in the back, will talk about random conical tilt reconstruction. And Grant Jensen from Caltech will talk about tomography, I believe. And then there are some demos on the last day and a wrap-up discussion. I want to draw your attention to a couple of additional things. Every day at 4:30, there will be a half-hour panel, and we would really encourage you to come to that, and we would encourage any of the instructors who are around to come as well. So this is the idea here is there's an open forum for half an hour every day to discuss things that have come up during the day, questions that unanswered questions that you might have. If you don't want to ask the questions in the panel, please write them out and give them to us during the day, and we will bring up the issues at that time. So this is really an opportunity to sort of fill in some of the gaps in our instruction. Another important thing, every day during the posters, there's beer, which is always very popular and precedes dinner and gets you in the right frame of mind for these research talks. And the buses will leave on the dot at 9 o'clock, I believe. And if you miss the bus, it's like a 6-mile walk home. And we won't take you home. Okay, so those are the lectures and the research talks in the evenings. How's it going, Mark? Keep talking. The practicals are in two sort of blocks, before the break and after the break. So before the break on Saturday, the afternoon practicals will focus on electron microscopy. It would be very nice if you could learn staining, freezing, and see the additional equipment before you do cryotransfer and cryoimaging, before you do automated data collection. But unfortunately, that's not possible. You're broken up into six groups, and two groups will do that today, another two groups will do that today, and another two groups will do that today, and then you'll swap. This is all in the back of your binder, by the way. So you will learn, if you don't already know, how to stain a grid. You will learn how to freeze a grid by the manual method, and you will also see a demonstration of the Vitrobot, which is a sort of very expensive machine for freezing grids in this, and a lot of additional equipment that you might need if you want to set up your own lab. Here you will see how you load a grid into the transfer device, insert the transfer device into the microscope, and you will see frozen grids in the microscope and have the opportunity to watch them being destroyed under the influence of the electron beam, as well as taking pictures. And these are all the people who will lead these practicals. Here you will see Legionon in action. This is automated data acquisition, which is the technological developments that have been pioneered by Bridget Carragher and Clint Potter. Then over here are the computing practicals, where you're again divided up into groups according to how you filled out your application form. There are two single particle processing groups, one specializing in EMAN, led by Steve Ludke, and a second one where SPIDER will be the program package of choice, led by Tapu, Francisco, Nicholas. Is he going to come? Yes, Saturday. And Joachim Frank will also be around. 2D crystal processing, led by Vincenz Unger and Anchi. Helical processing, led by the guys in my lab. And then icosahedral processing, led by Tim Baker, Mark Yeager, Kelly Dryden, and someone from Tim's lab. So the practicals, again, this is in the back of your book. So make sure you get yourself into the right group. This is all in the program. So group one and two today will do specimen preparation. And right after Watch Who's talk, we'll be showing you who you should go with at these particular times. Groups three and four will go with these people onto the microscopes to do cryo-EM. And groups five and six will go with these people to do automated image acquisition. And then, following 2 days, it swaps around in some sort of logical fashion. It's all very simple. Just follow the instructions. And then you're split up into, in the latter half of the course, to these groups. Again, please make sure you get into the right group for single particle analysis. So you will, this group will get 3 days focused on SPIDER, and then swap and get 1 day of EMAN. This group does the opposite. They will get 3 days of EMAN, and they will swap then to get 1 day of SPIDER. 2D crystalline analysis, these people will go with Vincennes and Anchi. Icosahedral analysis, these people will focus on viruses with these instructors. And helical analysis, there will be a more than one-on-one grueling exposition of how to handle helical specimens. So many instructors here, it's unbelievable. So make sure you get in the right group. One thing I should say is that the helical analysis will be done on Linux machines in my lab. Everyone else will get their own laptop. And how do you want to distribute the laptops?
You've got a number on the back of your badge, and there's a number on the laptop. You'll collect them Sunday morning, hand you the laptop, give you a whole set of instructions, don't worry about it.
And they keep the laptops? Very nice. Maybe we should have laptops as well. Finally, there are posters. And there are poster sessions every day during beer, except on Saturday when the afternoon is free, and on Monday when we have a company exhibit during beer. But every other day there are posters. So these people today, as soon as I finish talking, or at the coffee break, whenever we have the coffee break, should rush and put their posters up. We need a new one of these already. So they should put their posters up, and they should be present at their posters during beer, and the same for the following days. So that's about it. There's lots of time. Do you want to? Are you ready?
We should take a coffee break.
Should take a coffee break because having a little bit of a problem with the laptop. Well, we have plenty of spare laptops. Any questions? Silence. That's bad. One question. Okay. Oh, the social program is being organized by Vincennes. There's a bar within walking distance of your hotel, I think. It's several bars. Some of them stay open later than others, and some of them are bars within staggering distance of your hotel.
Okay, so we'll take a quick break then.
Any other comments? The poster session is held right outside here. If you walk out that door and round to the left, you'll see boards up. So just tack your... Are there pins available?
They're very awkward, poster boards.
They're horrible. Yeah, the posters collapse during beer. It's nothing to do with the beer. I'm sorry? Yes, please take your poster down sometime in the evening. So your poster is just up for 1 day.
There's one person needed to change from today because their poster didn't arrive, and there's a spot on Tuesday. You can just ship until Tuesday.
So
everyone
knows which groups they're in for various things. Is everyone happy with their assignments? If you're not, too bad. because you can't swap around. This is a well-oiled machine. Don't mess it up.
You'll notice in the schedule, too, that we have been very generous with time. So you have a good hour, sometimes an hour and a half. Some of we're going through all the details. So feel free to ask as many questions as you like. You know, keep the discussion going. We try to be very careful not to trim things too short so that you feel rushed and feel like you lost the time.
Yeah, I mean, this is really a unique opportunity for you to interact with the leaders in the field. I mean, all the top guys in the field are going to be here basically in the next week. So please take advantage of that and interact with them and get a job with them. Kiss up to them.
Ash is appreciated. And so even though you're recording all this, it's okay to interrupt.
You're recording me?
It's okay to interrupt during the...
Yes.
It's absolutely okay. We have a mic, and we were going to try and record the questions because they're sometimes quite interesting, and that may or may not work, but don't let that interfere anyway. Just go ahead and ask them.
How does this work? It's not
just
working.
Point it. No. It's
sure
not. Can't see it. Okay, well, this should work at some point. No more questions? No more comments?
So like last time, we'll try to make the presentations as well as the audio available on our website.
And then you can hear what the lecturer said last time compared to this time and see if they get it better or worse.
And how the field has progressed in the last 2 years, if at all.